The city of Seattle has chosen its preferred sites for three new tent encampments for homeless people. Mayor Ed Murray's office announced yesterday the camps will go up in Ballard, Intrabay, and South Seattle. Sola Plumacher helps oversee the city of Seattle's efforts to create housing for homeless Seattle residents. She says the city reviewed nearly 150 sites before it settled on these three locations.
They're based in the appropriate city zones. They're on city property. They are close in proximity to transit and to other services and amenities like grocery stores and things like that.
For the people who be moving into these sites, what will their lives be like?
You know, we've had homeless encampments in Seattle for years now, and Nicholsville and Sharewheel will be our encampment operators on our sites at this point. And they operate very independently and in a very well-organized fashion. Nicholsville currently has what they call their safe, sturdy sleeping structures, which are basically kind of one-room outbuildings that people live in, or they have tents at various sizes that individuals are living in. We have men and women sleeping in these encampments. They do a really good job of organizing around safety and security, around sanitation, around food and meal services, and things like that while they're living in the encampment. I think living in an encampment is very difficult, though, to be sure. Right now it's very hot. In the winter it's very cold, and trying to manage through some of that can be challenging. But we hope with some of the services that we'll be providing that we will help to address some of those issues.
Sharewheel, as you mentioned, Sharewheel and Nicholsville and some other organizations have already run encampments and do run encampments around the city. So how is the city stepping into this going to be different? What will be different?
What's different now is that Sharewheel and Nicholsville have never had financial support from a government entity to support the cost of operations at an encampment. So we'll be providing financial assistance to provide the services necessary to operate, which is a huge difference. And then we've never had dedicated staff working in encampments with individuals living there to achieve housing stability, and that's a huge addition to what's currently been happening in our encampment operations with Sharewheel and Nicholsville.
How long will these three homeless camps stay in business?
Well, we're looking at this as a temporary solution. It's hard to say right now how long they will stay in business. We have a number of initiatives in the community, in King County as a whole, under the Committee to End Homelessness to address what we're calling more system transformation efforts. And our hope is that with some of those efforts, we will provide more opportunities for people indoors than we currently have. We're looking at each encampment only operating at a site initially for 1 year with the opportunity to extend for an additional year. But there is a sunset provision in the ordinance, I think, of 3 years.
So the Ballard, Intrabay, and South Seattle sites would be there at most at this point 3 years?
At most 2 years. And then they will have to move to additional sites that have been identified that will be on the second rotation.
So, Sula, you mentioned 3 years. Is there a plan then that the city will be out of the homeless encampment business in 3 years?
You know, I don't think we've gotten to that point yet. There's been no decision made. We will see what happens in the next 3 years and hope that we have opportunities for people indoors. But if we need to continue to support interim survival mechanisms, we'll have to have that conversation.
How soon are these three encampments going to open?
I think the first will likely open in mid-August.
Sola Plumacher works in the Department of Human Services for the City of Seattle. The city wants to locate its tent cities in Ballard, Intrabay, and South Seattle. Current encampments run by Nicholsville and Sharewheel are planning to move into the new city-funded camps later in the year. You can find all of our coverage of homelessness in Seattle at KUOW.org.